From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow next week. He will go there to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Russia's troop withdrawal from Syria and the prospects for peace in that country. Also Tuesday, the first Russian military personnel returned from Syria. Enthusiastic crowds greeted three Russian fighter planes that landed at an air base in the southern part of the country. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond told Parliament not to get too excited about the Russian withdrawal.
If, and it's still a big if, they do decide 5 months later that they've done enough, let's not give them too much praise. It's a bit like, did he stop beating his wife?
Meanwhile, Syrian peace talks continued for a second day Tuesday in Geneva. The United States says a top Islamic State commander known as Omar the Chechen has died from injuries he suffered a week ago when an American airstrike targeted him in Syria. Tarkan Batirashvili had a reputation as being one of the Islamic State group's most capable commanders. The White House announced changes to travel and trade restrictions on Cuba Tuesday. The changes opened up educational travel to Cuba for individual Americans, allows Cubans working in the United States to earn salaries, and reduce trade and financial barriers to improve business ties between the two countries. The changes come ahead of a visit to Cuba next week by President Barack Obama. South Sudan is cutting the number of staff at its embassies around the world because of economic troubles stemming from that country's two-year civil war. The foreign minister denied reports that South Sudan will close 10 diplomatic missions. He acknowledged his government has delayed paying rents for some of the embassies. This is VOA News. Police in the Belgian capital Brussels say one person was found dead during an anti-terrorist raid Tuesday. Four police officers were wounded when shots rang out during the raid on an apartment in the suburb of Forest. Police found a body after they stormed the apartment. Presidential nominating contests are underway in five U.S. states at this hour. The front runners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, hope to move closer to winning their party's nominations. Here are several of today's voters.
The last time I voted was for the first Bush. I haven't voted since then, so I figured I need to come out and maybe make a difference, with one vote.
Basically, just because I don't like the front runner and the second best guy, I'm not going to lower my standards for who I want to vote for.
I voted for Hillary. I was really undecided until I got into the ballot box.
The key Republican primary elections are in Florida and Ohio, where the winner will take all of the state's delegates to the party's nominating conventions in July. In three other contests, in Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina, the delegates will be apportioned according to the vote counts. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports fighting between government and opposition forces in Mozambique is prompting growing numbers of refugees to flee to neighboring Malawi. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Refugee Agency reports nearly 11,500 Mozambicans have fled to Malawi since mid-December. Most of the new arrivals are in the village of Kapise, about 100 kilometers south of Malawi's capital, Lilongwe. It says others are scattered throughout the neighboring district of Chikwawa. The UNHCR reports the exodus of Mozambican refugees has been growing and shows no sign of abating. Spokesman Leo Dobbs says the authorities in Malawi are finding it increasingly difficult to cope with the rising number of people. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations says it has stopped working with disgraced tennis player Maria Sharapova, who last week admitted to testing positive for a banned substance. The New York-based UN Development Program said Tuesday it was suspending Sharapova, who worked as a goodwill ambassador, until the outcome of the investigation into her case is known. Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasia Victoria Nuland told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Tuesday that Ukraine's greatest challenge remains the Russian occupation of the Crimean Peninsula and the restoration of sovereignty in the eastern Donbas region. Nuland says the Minsk agreements remain the best hope for peace in eastern Ukraine. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.